Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 457 of the Story Hacker podcast. So I mentioned in the last episode that I've recently just given a presentation, a talk, to a major UK utility about stories in business. And one of the processes I used in that talk, for the first time actually with an audience, is the blind spot test, which I think I've mentioned before on the podcast. You might remember it from school. Essentially, you close one eye, you focus your remaining eye on a particular point on the screen, and you can see another part of the screen kind of disappears if you use the right kind of setup. And it's essentially showing the blind spot that we all have in our vision, where the optic nerve goes through the back of your eye to the midbrain. There are no light sensors at that part, obviously, so the brain essentially makes the picture up. And this is part of the process that I'm going through, that I'm evolving to move people into the world where they can see the importance of story. Because, you know, one of the things the brain does is a fantastic job of making us feel like we're living in reality, that we exist in a real, consistent kind of world. But if you read the science, I mean, particularly if you read the amazing Brain, The Story of You by David Eagleman, which is really fascinating, easy to read book about the brain. You know, he makes it clear very early on that, as I've said before, the kind of the reality that we perceive as being persistent and consistent is in some sense a narrative, a story created in the kind of darkness inside our head. You know, and he makes the point that colour doesn't exist in the world. It's an interpretation of light in our brain. Smell doesn't exist in the world. It's an interpretation of certain kind of things in the air in our brain. Sounds only exist because we've evolved to perceive them that way. And if we were, I think it's called a knife fish or something, if we were a knife fish, you know, our primary sense would be, you know, sensing the electricity of brains around us, all that kind of thing. And the reason I'm telling you this is not just because it's interesting, although I think it really is. But if you think about what I'm doing, when I'm bringing people into the world of stories, me in business, what I have to do is think about how am I getting people to the point where they can understand the importance of the main message that stories mean business, that people who tell better stories get better lives. And to do that, I've really got to figure out how to show them that that the reality that they think is persistent and consistent is kind of a story, and that's part of the reason why telling better stories changes that reality, either for them, for their prospects, or for their clients. And if you think about the kind of process I'm working through, the first step of that is helping them understand this particular point, that reality is more fungible than we think it is. Our brains do an excellent job of creating the illusion, creating the simulation of reality. So that's the first step in my process. And tomorrow I'll talk about what I think at the moment is the next step, although this is evolving all the time. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story means business.